is by the end of the day. That's at 7 o'clock, and we have 1,872 to go. Now, our goal this hour is 250 pledges, and your contribution right now will help us to meet that goal and keep us on track. Your support pays for the news, the talk, the music, all of it that you listen to on Wisconsin Public Radio, and it helps keep fund drives short, and in fact, very short today. Please don't miss out on One Day Wednesday. We've been so excited by the response, but we're looking for you. So give as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, in just a moment, Kathleen Dunn will be back with you. She's talking to her guest, Daniel Golden, about great reading. So you're going to want to have your pencil ready to write down some books for those summer days. And these discussions happen because of listener contributions just like yours. Well, think about how many great ideas you've gotten from Kathleen's program and all the programs on Wisconsin Public Radio, and then make your contribution to support it. It's the right thing to do, and it's really going to help One Day Wednesday get off the ground at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So it is squeezing 7 days into one, but shortening the pledge drive doesn't mean that we need any less money. It just means we have to meet the goals very fast, and everyone wins if we do. Because you value WPR programs and because you like the idea of a one-day pledge drive, please go to WPR.org right now or call 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
Tomorrow it's back to regular programming. Tomorrow you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. But today is a very special day for you and Wisconsin Public Radio. Today is the first and last day of the spring membership drive. Like you, we want to get back to doing what we do best, bringing you great radio. No special incentives or gifts today. It's all about the programs, and we need 4,000 pledges today. Don't wait. Call now. Here's someone to tell you how.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's where you can go to make your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your pledge is $50 or $100, maybe $500. Well, the good news is whatever amount you choose is the right amount. I'm Veronica Rickard here with Mike Crane, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, new members are very important to Wisconsin Public Radio. The more people who support WPR, the more stable our financial situation, and the better able WPR is to withstand the economic ups and downs. So if you've never given before, please know that your new membership will help to keep Wisconsin Public Radio the same strong, reliable service that you depend on. You decide the amount, and then give at WPR.org or toll free at 888-202-2552.
You know, you hear such a broad range of topics on Wisconsin Public Radio. Kathleen Dunn's show this morning is a great example because we started hearing a political scientist talking about the headlines of the day, and now we're on to culture. We're looking at books with Daniel Golden. So we give you a little bit of everything. You give you the news you need to know and then kind of what you need to enrich your life that little bit extra. So what's that worth to you? This is a time to decide that and to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Make your donation in support of the programming you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, there's no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive. That's why getting 250 pledges this hour is so important. So please go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Thanks.
Daniel Golden is here in our studios in Milwaukee and carving out time for us during a very, very busy time for him. Today is the first day of the grand opening weekend of Boswell Books, and Daniel is the owner of Boswell Books. He has events going on all during this month, really creative, interesting events. Jane Hamilton will be reading tonight, and he'll give us a review of what he said is a fairly controversial book for her. He's got this best buddy thing going on where three people who are best friends are gathering to read from their newly released novels. That'll be a lot of fun. And many more great events. We'll be talking with him about what he's reading now. He brought in a huge stack of books that he's reading. And Daniel, congratulations on opening an independent bookstore here in Milwaukee. We need it. God bless you. That's wonderful.
Thank you very much. I hope the congratulations aren't premature. I'm hoping every day it's a little better. People come in, they go, if they've been to the store a lot, they love that it's open, that it's brighter. But I worried up until now that if someone came in, they'd say, this isn't finished yet.
Bookstores are never finished. There are always new books, right? And new people coming in.
That's actually exactly what I say to them. It will never be done.
Right. No, it won't. Well, congratulations. It's a huge thing to do, though, isn't it? And you have so many people coming in this week. Jane Hamilton tonight?
I really wanted to have a Cracker Jack event after event. It's such an important part of me, of the bookstore, that I want driven by community. I want people to interact. And though I've been able to introduce customers to each other as a third place, and it's really fun, and they often find they actually did know people in common, it's really events and book clubs where people can really interact together and be part of the community.
Jane Hamilton is there tonight. She has a new book. You said it's somewhat controversial. How is she controversial?
Well, it's controversial just because it's her first real comedy. She's always had humor in her books. And she's often written a different book. People tend to pigeonhole her, but she has many different things that she writes about in different styles. But this is an all-out comedy. And the controversy, I think, is that if you don't read it deep, you either have to go with it and say, this is a fun comedy, it's crazed, it's outrageous. And you can also read it as a more introspective story about how writers come up with ideas, how they develop them, where do characters come from. The way I pictured it was somebody saying at an author event, where do your ideas come from? Do these characters come to life? All those questions. And she sort of answers it in this story about a woman who decides to write a novel by basically pitting her husband and another woman, putting them together and seeing what happens. And some people just don't like it. My booksellers have loved the book. They've thought it was hilarious. And the Journal Sentinel gave it not a great review. USA Today gave it a great review. It's all over the place.
You know, when you said this, I'm thinking of the books that I've read that are funny. It's hard for me to think of many books that I would describe as this is a comedy. You say, I mean, it sounds great. Jane Hamilton wrote a comedy. I want to read it because she wrote a comedy.
It's so interesting. I've actually read I read a manuscript of somebody's work recently, and it was a comedy. And I said, you can't start your writing career with a comedy. It's very difficult. One of the authors that I have, two of the three authors on Friday are comic writers, and Eleanor Lippman in particular. She just got this amazing Entertainment Weekly A review. She's on the must list for Entertainment Weekly this week. She gets a lot of great reviews, but I think she's still really undervalued, and it's partly because Americans don't like it. They don't like comedy. They don't like satire. If she was British, I think she would be much more praised. I also feel like if she was a man, she'd get a lot more praise as well. But I love the books. They're warm. They're crazy. They're not. They get pigeonholed unfairly. They're very smart. My favorite book of last year turned out to be a comedy. It's a book called Rack and Rune that just came out in paperback by Don Lee. It's about a sculptor who escapes the art world to be a Brussels sprout farmer. It's just crazed. It's got an elephant. It's got a kung fu movie. But it's also about, it's still plotted. It's still structured. It's about family identity, because the main characters are Korean. It's about family identity. It's about cultural identity. It's about artistic identity. But the main review that went around last year basically had read the surface of the book and never caught all the things he was trying to do. And it got reprinted in like four newspapers, and I was really upset about it.
Today is the opening day of the grand opening weekend for Boswell Books, and we're so happy to have Daniel Golden with us. Our number is 800-486-8655, and we ask you the question, what are you reading, or ask him for a recommendation. This guy reads. So call us. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And good morning to you. I'm Veronica Rickert, and this is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Today is One Day Wednesday. Our goal is to keep bringing you discussions with guests like Daniel Golden, with only one day of on-air fundraising. That's right. Don't adjust your radio. You heard us correctly. This is just one day. We're cutting an entire drive down from 7 days to one day. And that day, that very special day, is today. So your goal, your pledge of $50, $100 makes a huge difference right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. I'm here in the studio with Mike Crane.
It's good to be here. You know, we're always asking you listeners, how can we make Wisconsin Public Radio better? Now, you're very kind. You say you like the pledge drives, but then you really do say less on-air fundraising. And this spring membership drive is only one day. And now, with another 240 pledges in the next 44 minutes, we'll stay on track this hour toward our overall goal. So please make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Raising all the money in one day Wednesday, doesn't mean that we need any less money. It just means we have to go very fast with your help. Everyone wins if we do. So please go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now.
You hear great guests all day long on the Ideas Network on programs like Kathleen Dunn, Larry Mueller, my program on Friday, Gene Faraca, Joy Cardine. This is a unique radio service in the nation, and we hear that all the time about how much people miss Wisconsin Public Radio if they have to move out of state, and then they come back. They say, wow, I'm so glad to be back in Wisconsin Public Radio's embrace again. Well, you know what? Your support makes it possible. So pledge now for the service you rely on and that you enjoy at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Have you been tuned into the Kathleen Dunn Show in the past few weeks? Have you noticed it has been fundraising free? Well, help keep it that way for the whole summer by making your pledge today in our One Day Wednesday. This is so exciting. 7 days squeezed into one day of pledging, and it means more uninterrupted programs for you. So please give as generously as you can and right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is the first and last day of the spring membership drive. I'm Joy Cardine, inviting you to make this one-day drive a success by contributing any amount to support the programming you value. You've told us you prefer shorter pledge drives, so we're taking a chance and trying to raise a week's worth of pledges in a single day. The goal is 4,000 pledges. Won't you be one of them? Make this new kind of pledge drive a success and make your pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's where you can go to make your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your pledge is $50. Maybe that feels right. Or maybe $100. Maybe even $500. Well, whatever amount you choose is the right amount. Hi, I'm Veronica Rickert here in the studio with Mike Crane, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
237 pledges to go this hour. That's you and some of your neighbors getting together and making your pledge right now. Maybe your employer provides matching funds for donations. You could double or in some cases even triple your pledge. If you don't know whether your employer will match your gift, pledge right now and then ask the Human Resources Department the next time you get a chance. Pledge your support to WPR right now online, secure, WPR.org, or call us at 888-202-2552.
You know, Wisconsin Public Radio has high standards. That's a big part of why you listen. We know you're intelligent, and because of that, we always aim high. We try to go just a little bit deeper. Because you appreciate the intelligent conversation on the Ideas Network, please make a pledge right now on One Day Wednesday. Join the excitement at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, some listeners think that WPR operates largely with federal tax dollars, but federal funding makes up just 7% of our budget. By comparison, listener contributions represent a third of our budget. So we're looking to you right now. Help make One Day Wednesday the truly exciting day that it can be by helping us to reach this hour's goal with your call at 888-202-2552 or contribute online at WPR.org. Thanks.
Thank you.
And we're talking about books, one of our favorite topics this hour, with a gentleman who has done a wonderful thing for Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin in opening new bookstore, Boswell Books. He's going into independent bookselling at a time when people say it's rough, but we need these kinds of stores. And he has all kinds of events going on during the course of this week. We'll talk about more of them. We want to get book recommendations from Daniel, and we want to welcome phone calls too. 800-486-8655 is our number, and let's take a call, Daniel, from John from Milwaukee. Hello, John.
Well, as I get older, I really only find that my time is worth Ulysses by James Joyce. And I say that because of what Wayne C. Booth pointed out in his studies of Ulysses, just the great decency of the characters in that book. Bloom, Martin Cunningham, Stephen Dedalus, these are people that you would want to spend time with. And so many of the characters in contemporary literature, especially literature after World War II, are so tremendously flawed. They just don't have that good-hearted decency and kindness that the characters in Ulysses have. And in that regard, I do hope that on June 16th, we can all be going down to Boswell Books and having a feast day on Bloom's Day.
I'm scheduling it as we speak.
He's putting it in the calendar, John. Thanks very much for your call. I never made it all the way through Ulysses, I must say. I've read a lot of James Joyce, but I haven't finished that book.
I'm very proud of myself for having read Portrait of the Artist and Dubliners, because I was a math major in college, and that
were you really?
Messed up all my reading, so I've been catching up ever since.
You were a math major. What was your path to where you are now?
I didn't know what I was doing, and every so often I read a math book that I really like. I don't know how to do anything anymore, but there's the Numerati. The book came out that last fall that said, you know, math is the key to everything, and I only did it because there were a lot of weird people in the department, and I thought I would feel at home there. There's also a wonderful novel called The Housekeeper and the Professor, which is actually about a math professor who has a memory disorder and who befriends the woman taking care of his house and her son, who's obsessed with baseball. And it's a beautiful book, and it's the book I recommend to everybody who reads Elegance of the Hedgehog, which was the book that we were all selling like crazy last year and now has become this huge bestseller. And it was one of those strange things in the 2 months that I wasn't paying attention that much because we were trying to set up the store. All these books that we were really excited about last year that we were trying to make work, that we were making work but weren't in the wider world, are now these huge bestsellers.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's fun. That's part of your mission, isn't it, too, to highlight some Wisconsin artists, to highlight some younger people?
Oh, absolutely. We have an event. We're really going to extremes on this. We have an event on Thursday. It's the Best of the Undergraduate Writers or Fiction Smackdown. We don't want to appropriate from poetry, but I don't have a better word, where we're having two of the best undergraduate writers in for CJ Reibel at Marquette and for Liam Callanan at UWM facing off with their writing. We have I'm trying to schedule a number of local authors trying to group them together. We have a kids author coming in June, Andrea Skyberg, who wrote a book called Sneaky Fritz. It's a lovely book. She's done another event somewhere else, but she's actually going to be paired with Barbara Juicy, the wonderful Cederberg writer, and it's going to be introduced by a longtime bookseller, retired Sylvia Truin, who worked with me years ago at Mequon directly and for many years before and after that, as just a really great kids bookseller. So we have a lot of local events.
And you need that math degree. You're doing two very substantial things at once, reading and promoting books and running a bookstore.
The finances were for many years I was our lead buyer and adult buyer, and so a lot of people say, some people know me, but a lot of people, they see me all the time now and they're like, I saw your name but I've never really seen you before. And I would say, well, we had five stores, and I when I wasn't hidden away buying, I would rotate through all the stores, and now I'm in one place all the time. But the thing that I really didn't know is the money and the financing and accounting and things. And that's been a real – I have a wonderful woman, Amy, working with me who knows how to do some of the stuff.
Daniel Golden is our guest, and he is the owner of Boswell Books, celebrating their grand opening week. We'll return on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Veronica Rickard. Happy One Day Wednesday. And today is One Day Wednesday at Wisconsin Public Radio, if you haven't caught on yet. Listener contributions are a third of our budget here at WPR. Everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio is because of your contributions. So why not help make this One Day Wednesday experiment a success? Help us make the money we need in one day, a single day, instead of seven. You can pledge $50, $100, $200. Every gift now makes a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Mike Crane is here to tell us about our goal.
Well, we're working on a goal of another 222 people in the next 34 minutes. That'll help us to stay on track to meet this hour's goal. And they're extremely important goals to make sure that we actually do One Day Wednesday successfully in one day. So please help us out. A gift of a dollar or two a week is all that it takes, and your gift now will help to pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Please give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is kind of like a tuition-free lifelong education. All you need is a radio or computer to tune in on. But we need your support to make that happen. So please contribute now. Join the excitement. Join the fun of this One Day Wednesday, our first ever, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Join your fellow listeners and Wisconsin Public Radio in keeping pledge drives short. And join the community in supporting One Day Wednesday. It's a new and an exciting kind of a pledge drive. We're squeezing 7 days down into one. It's easy to give. All you have to do is go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jim Fleming. On Chapter a Day, we stretch a book out over a week or two, or 3 weeks sometimes. But sometimes a short story has to make the point in a day. And the same is true for our May Fund Drive this year. One Day Wednesday. One whole week's worth of fundraising in one single day. And there aren't that many hours left to tell the story. Join us right now with a pledge. Here's someone to tell you how.
It's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's where to go to make your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio on this One Day Wednesday. Maybe you want to pledge $50, maybe $100, maybe $500 feels right to you. Well, whatever amount you choose is the right amount. Hi, I'm Veronica Rickard here with Mike Crane in the studio, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, many listeners become donors out of a sense of social responsibility. If you think of WPR as a shared resource, and if you yourself have been getting value out of it over the past year, or two, or three,
or more,
or 10, or 14, or 25, it is time to put something back in. Make a donation for yourself, for your own listening pleasure, but also for the community. The amount is totally up to you. The important thing is that you participate. Please give securely online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And we don't usually give our opinions on the air, but when we talk about Wisconsin Public Radio, I think we're willing to make an exception. We're not afraid to say that we think Wisconsin Public Radio is a unique radio service. It is, if you look at the opinion of Wisconsin Public Radio, it's held in incredibly high esteem across the country. It's a really respected radio network. You might not know that if you usually stay in Wisconsin. Well, we're lucky to have this resource, and it is a service that's well worth your support. So take a moment to voice your opinion right now by making that pledge of support on this One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, it takes the support of everyone who listens to make this radio station as good as it can be. When you go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and make your pledge, you'll be doing your part to ensure that you'll always have the news and information and conversation that you need every day. Call 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. Do it right now and you'll be doing your part.
You know, this is one day you really don't want to put your pleasure support off to the last day of the spring membership drive, because guess what? Today is the last day. It's the only day. It's one day Wednesday. We've never tried this before. It's an exciting thing. We're all kind of floating around the studios here in a giddy kind of excitement. We'll get in on that excitement. Support something you believe in, something that's going to feel good, and something that will support this new enterprise, this one day pledge drive. Give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We heard from Mara in Madison, who said, "I've listened to public radio most of my life, even when I was overseas and needed special equipment for it. When she moved to Wisconsin in 1992, naturally, she found WPR, and she believes it has excellent programming and delivers unbiased news. She's someone who's made that pledge. How about you? 220 pledges to go in this hour, just a half hour to get there, and we need your help. So please get in touch.
888-202-2552 or WPR.org. And we thank you so much for getting that pledge drive in here on One Day Wednesday.
Don't put it off. This is the one day for you to call in your pledge at 888-202-2552 or contribute at WPR.org.
And thank you.
Daniel Golden is our guest, and we're talking about books this hour. He is very much immersed in books, as his store has is celebrating its grand opening weekend, starting tonight with Jane Hamilton. The bookstore is Boswell Book Company, and Daniel has joined us many times in the past as we do shows on books, book recommendations. We're welcoming on-air phone calls for him. I know you brought all these books in the studio, Daniel. Give me reviews of a couple of them before we go back to phone calls.
Well, one of the books that has been selling really well at independent bookstores this spring is called The Help by Catherine Stockett. It's a book that actually was partly discovered by the other Schwartz bookshop that's becoming Next Chapter Bookshop in Mequon. It's also open now, and their grand opening is at the end of the month, and they were selling this book really well. It's sort of a modern 1960s Mississippi. It's got echoes of To Kill a Mockingbird. It's about a young woman who returns to town and befriends the maid in the family, and they together try to help another woman who's in trouble, and of course it tears the town apart. The reads are really great. It's one of those books that people get right away, and it also really delivers. Another book that's been really selling well at independent bookstores right now is the number one It was the number one indie next pick for April. It's called A Reliable Wife. It's partly set in Wisconsin, in a very small town in the north. A man advertises for a wife and to replace somebody who's disappeared. And what he doesn't know is that she has plans to poison him. So it's a dark book, but actually quite a page turner and accessible. It's very beautifully written.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two. And I have one book that I've been really excited about. This guy, Joe Mino, he's been around for a while. We've actually had hosted him in the past and not been as successful as I probably should have been. And I think he was hesitant to come back. He's got a book called The Great Perhaps. His books are a lot of coming of age stories. My bookseller actually just read his book, Hairstyles of the Damned, and she had found it in the young adult section of the library. And I had no idea that he would be perceived as a young adult novelist. This book is there's a lot of experimental themes in his books and structure, but his new book, The Great Perhaps, is a classic family dysfunction novel, which is one of my favorite kinds of books. It's a academic family in Hyde Park at the University of Chicago. The oldest daughter thinks she's an anarchist. The other daughter is trying to find her faith in God. He's chasing a giant squid, and his wife is experimenting on pigeons. It's crazy. It's funny. It's
really
dark, and it's got some experimental touches, but it's a really solid read. I'm so excited about it.
So you're a fan of classic family dysfunction?
My family itself is probably no more dysfunctional than anybody's, and in fact, we'd probably less dysfunctional because my sisters and my mother really helped me get my financing together to open the store. And they're coming. Both my sisters are coming to the event from Arizona and Massachusetts.
I like that story. That's great. And Family Dysfunction, I'm anxious to read. I haven't read it yet, and we're trying to book him. What's the name of it? Losing Mom and Pup, Christopher Buckley's book about his parents, which is supposed to be just beautifully written as well. I know it hasn't been released yet, but I would imagine that might be a classic Family Dysfunction, beautifully written.
I would suspect, and he's a wonderful writer, and I'm sure there's a lot of humor in it as well. I was just turning on one of our customers to Thank You for Smoking, which he had just
– yes.
I was shocked he hadn't read it. And we were – and you know how when people come in and they tell you what books they like, and your brain kind of click, 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 and you come up with something, and usually you expect someone like Christopher Buckley, if he read books like it, that he'd read it. And I was just it's so exciting. That's why you do it, to match people up.
Sure. Amy from Madison, hi.
Hi. I'm reading an absolutely fascinating book right now called How Jesus Became Christian. And it's written by Barry Wilson, who's a professor at York University in Toronto. And I am learning so much about the different sects of Judaism that existed at the time of Jesus, and how thoroughly Jewish he was, and how he preached Torah observance and respect for the law, and then how all of this got sort of turned upside down by Paul. And he talks about the Jesus movement versus the Christ movement, and how the Roman Empire took off with Christianity and what that was all about, and the roots of anti-Semitism. But it's written for the general public, and it is so engaging.
And you gave an engaging review of it. Thank you. We have more book recommendations and talk about what it's like to start an independent bookstore right now, which our guest is doing, Daniel Golden, who obviously has a great love of books. His book company, Boswell Book Company, independent store opening. Thank goodness for him, because we need this in Milwaukee. It's going to be a wonderful week of all kinds of events going on, starting the long weekend of opening tonight with Jane Hamilton. So more coming up on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, I'm Veronica Rickert, and today is One Day Wednesday. We're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that keep you informed and engaged. With your help, we'll raise our entire pledge drive goal with just one day of on-air fundraising. We're one of just a handful of stations across the country who are trying this, usually to great success, and we know it'll be a success for us because of you. So please give online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, and please give as generously as you can. Joining us in the studio now, Mike Crane. Hi, Mike.
It's good to be here. This is One Day Wednesday, and we are here today only to raise an entire pledge drive's worth of money in this one day of on-air fundraising. And our goal is another 207 pledges in this next 22 minutes. We're trying to keep the on-air fund drive short, but we can only do it when you do your part. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month is needed right now. Your pledge takes only a few minutes at WPR.org, or you can call us right now at 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying Kathleen Dunn's conversation with Daniel Golden, hopefully jotting down some great book suggestions. But now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours to come possible on Wisconsin Public Radio. Put a value on the programming you enjoy every day and then make your pledge. Maybe $50, maybe $100, maybe $200, whatever amount you decide is right for you and your budget at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
One Day Wednesday is going well, thanks to the 2,200 listeners who have pledged so far. Now, normally we'd be here fundraising tomorrow and into the weekend and interrupting your favorite programs, but not this time. This fund drive ends at 7 o'clock tonight, so please pledge right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And then, when you're listening tomorrow, fundraising free, you will know that you helped to make that possible. So get in touch right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
Giving at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is pretty easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and 3 minutes of your time. A dollar or two a week is a total pledge of about $50 or maybe $100 a year. And all year long, you'll benefit from this program and all of the programs you love on Wisconsin Public Radio. You can pay your pledge in monthly installments. That makes it a little bit easier on your pocketbook sometimes, but will make it easiest for you, whatever way you choose. Make your contribution online. Be part of this One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
We're still looking for 205 pledges in the next 20 minutes to help us stay on track to meet the hourly goal. Those goals are extremely important to make sure that we end One Day Wednesday successfully. A gift of a dollar or two a week is all that it takes, and your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Please give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Dunn. Today is a very special day for you and for Wisconsin Public Radio. It is the first and last day of our spring pledge drive. We're taking a chance by raising an entire pledge drive's worth of money in a single day. There is no tomorrow in a one-day drive. There is no procrastinating in a one-day drive. Tomorrow, it's back to regular programming where you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. Please don't hesitate. Make your pledge at WPR.org.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and that's where you can go to make your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Make your pledge maybe $50, maybe $100, maybe $500. Well, whatever amount you choose to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio is exactly the right amount on this One Day Wednesday. I'm Veronica Rickert, back with Mike Crane here in the studios, and we're excited about One Day Wednesday. We want to get you excited to a one-day pledge drop. We've never tried this before, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Veronica, so far 2,225 people or families have pledged. And I want to ask someone listening right now, does that include you? Because we are counting on you. Now, look, there are several ways you can pay for your pledge. And one of the easiest is EFT. That's electronic funds transfer. And what you do is you authorize the withdrawal of monthly installments from your bank account. Then once it's set up, you don't have to think about it again, and it's a great way to be a sustaining member of WPR. It saves paper, it's easy, and we'll help you get started when you make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you're an important part of this program. When you listen to Kathleen Dunn, you call up, you ask questions, you're engaged, you give us suggestions. You always let us know what you think. And, you know, one of the things you've actually told us is that, you know what, shorter pledge drives would be pretty nice. Well, this is for you. We've heard you. Wisconsin Public Radio is doing our first ever One Day Wednesday, a one-day pledge drive. And you support this program and One Day Wednesday with your financial contribution. Wisconsin Public Radio wouldn't be what it is without your input and your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Veronica, I think they probably said shorter pledge drives would be awesome, is what they said. And, you know, listeners who rely on Wisconsin Public Radio are the most dependable source of income for Wisconsin Public Radio. Perhaps you can make a $1,000 contribution. That $1,000 makes this wonderful service of WPR available to everyone. So help WPR to stay strong and continue to grow with a leadership contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A gift of any amount on this one-day pledge drive, One Day Wednesday, is welcome and appreciated at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this weekend, you'll enjoy WPR without fundraising interruptions. That's because this is the first and only day of this pledge drive. It's really a power pledge drive. We're doing everything in one day. So help us meet our entire fundraising goal with just one day of fundraising. You can give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And we thank you so much for that call.
Daniel Golden, owner of Boswell Book Company, opening this week in Milwaukee, a special grand opening week of celebrations. Tonight, Jane Hamilton. We take some more phone calls now. Judy is our next caller. Hi, Judy.
Hi. Actually, my name is Katie.
Your name is Katie.
Yeah, the producer just got a little mixed up. Anyway, I was just calling because I really believe in helping to contribute to independent bookstores. One of my favorite places to shop for books is in Minneapolis, and it's owned by an author, Louise Erdrich. And it's such an important place for me to go to find books because I always know that I'm going to get a good book there because they're hand-selected by Louise, her family. She has handwritten notes on there. It's just a much more sort of special experience to go there than it is to go to some of the big corporate bookstores for me. And right now I'm reading The Left Hand of Darkness by Ursula Le Guin, and it's a book that I got at that bookstore, and I just knew picking it up that it would be a good fit for me because I really rely on and trust that particular bookstore. So I'm not disappointed. I really like the book, and I'm enjoying my sort of entry into sci-fi with this book. It's
great.
A really good gender bender for me, so
great.
I love it.
It's what, that's what independent bookstores are so wonderful at. They just have personalized. You get to know your customers, I'm sure, and what they read, and you can, well, if you like this, then you'll like that. And there's a lot of validity to that.
Absolutely. I have to just make an aside about Louise Erdrich's store. This has only happened to me once, but last spring when I was being sold the book Netherland by Joseph O'Neill, which President Obama
Obama's reading that.
Absolutely. They rushed the paperback out. And the sales rep got to the page and said, Louise Erdrich really likes this book. She was telling me when she was in the store. Her daughter is buying for her right now, I believe. And I thought that was really cool. And of course, Twin Cities often also have a bookstore owned by Garrison Keillor. So it's a real...
I didn't know that.
Yes, it's called Common Ground in St. Paul.
Huh. Have you been to that, Katie?
I have not, but that's really exciting news. I'll have to check it out.
It's a really wonderful store. There's another wonderful store in St. Paul called Micawber's. It's a tiny store. It is not run by writers, but they are geniuses. And every book in the store is perfect. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's smart. I really highly recommend a little trip there.
Great.
Thank you. David from Waukesha. Hi. Hello,
good morning,
David.
Kathleen. Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to say, first of all, Daniel, a big bravo for you for keeping in the business and doing the independent bookstore thing for your entire life, hopefully. Back in 1984, two of my friends who were married friends and I started an independent shop in Ashland from the ground up called Northward Bookstore, and it was open for 19 years. Mm. And I know exactly how it feels to love books at the level that booksellers love them, and I wish you all the luck in the world. I have a couple of recommendations that I'm reading now as a recently retired librarian. Mother's Day is coming up, and I always love to give people the reminder that hardcover poetry books are beautiful gifts for moms, and anything by Mary Oliver, like The Blue Iris, or anything by Beth Ann Fennelly. Another thing I'm reading is set on West Valeet Street, and I know you know this author, Leslie Kagan's Whistling in the Dark, which is set in Wauwatosa in western Milwaukee. Great story about two girls, Sally and her sister, who's younger, named True, T-R-O-O, and it's sort of a murder mystery. Maybe inappropriate for Mother's Day, but it's a great read for people who grew up in Wisconsin, that part of Wisconsin, southeast Wisconsin, in the late 50s, early 60s. To follow the one thing someone was mentioning about Judaism, one of the things I picked up that Daniel probably doesn't know about yet because it's a brand-new book, it's called With Everything We've Got, A Personal Anthology of Yiddish Poetry. And it's brand new. It's a beautiful book, hardcover that has Yiddish on one side and the poets in English on the left side. And it's really well done, and the quality is well edited and recommended for people who like that type of thing, too.
Marvelous. Thank you, David, very much. He's writing all of these down.
I was thinking, as you were talking about Leslie Kagan's wonderful book, that I've sold that book to hundreds and hundreds of mothers, and they all seem to like it just fine. One of the funny things about the story is when I met her, I read the book and I said, oh, I love the book so much, and I learned so much about Fleet Street. And she told me it's not really set on Fleet Street. It's actually set on High Mount. And she just changed it for the book.
It's funny. Peg Rosga, Margaret, has a book of poetry, too. We just had her on a couple weeks ago. And you're doing a pairing of Peg reading her poetry with The Selma of the North is the name of it. Tell me about that pairing and that book.
Both of them are books about Father Grappi's civil rights march across the 16th Street Viaduct. Basically, Jones is an academic who was looking at the civil rights history and realized that Milwaukee's place doesn't really start until the riots of 67 and the ensuing actions. And he basically put together a very exhaustive history about the 6 or 7 years leading up to it, who was involved, debunking some myths about what happened there. I'm about 20 pages from the end. It's just great, and it really puts the city in perspective.
Mm-hmm. I liked her poetry book, too. And I've been reading Carl Sandburg. I love this idea of a book of poetry for Mother's Day that the family can read out loud, because we were in Galesburg, Illinois a few weeks ago. I love him. There are so many wonderful poets.
I can't believe I'm going back to the event on Friday, but both Eleanor Littman and Mamie Medved's books are about what makes a good parent. They're both comedies. And at one point, Mamie's book is about this mother bonding with her daughter-in-law, and she gives her a copy of Sonnets of the Portuguese in hardcover. So it all comes back,
doesn't it? Bonded forever. Daniel, you're just wonderful. Thank you so much. And keep it going. I hope it's wildly successful for your whole life.
I'm hoping it's not a terrible failure.
No, it won't be. Daniel Golden, the book is Boswell Book Company. Tonight, 7 p.m., Jane Hamilton. Thank you. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And more than ever, you rely on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio to bring clarity to the day's news and to engage your mind with lively discussion like we just heard there, wishing Daniel Golden well on his ventures and getting so many great ideas. This is why you tune into Wisconsin Public Radio. And more than ever, we rely on the money you give us to keep that news and discussion going strong. Morning, I'm Veronica Rickard, and today is One Day Wednesday, and we're here to raise all the money needed to help pay for the programming you rely on with just a single day of on-air fundraising. Your gift of $50, $100 maybe today, will help us bring you daily discussions in the coming months without fundraising, just the way you like it. So make your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Joining me in the studio, it's Mike Crane. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Anita. Like Kathleen said, I hope it's wildly successful. Whether it's a brand new independent bookstore or One Day Wednesday. And we have another 180 pledges to go to meet this hour's goal in about 7 minutes. Well, that sounds like a lot. It is, but it's achievable with your contribution. You know, instead of several days of fundraising, this fund drive is only going to last for the rest of today, 7 o'clock tonight. We're asking you to help us make short work of our goal by making your gift now, not tomorrow, because that doesn't count. We need the money, but it doesn't count for One Day Wednesday. A dollar or two a week is all that it takes right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, you know, honestly, we can get such good guests like Daniel Golden on Wisconsin Public Radio because they know you'll be asking such great questions that the hosts do their homework and they're thoughtful and engaged as Kathleen always is, and that they won't be interrupted by commercials. Your support makes this possible. You are the most reliable part of our budget. Thanks in advance for making your pledge, and thanks for making One Day Wednesday a success. You can do your part right now by pledging at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, Veronica and I are here on the first and last day of the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Just like you, we want to make it as efficient as possible so we can get back to doing what we do best, which is definitely not fundraising. It's bringing you the great discussions you count on. So please give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You've probably heard us say before that every dollar makes a difference. Well, you know what? We actually mean it. It's true. And today, it's sort of doubly true during this Power Pledge Drive, this one-day Wednesday. We've condensed everything into one day. And so when you make that pledge today, it counts that much more for making One Day Wednesday a success. It all adds up to the funds needed to keep the Kathleen Dunn Show going strong. So consider the value you get from Wisconsin Public Radio. Consider what fits your budget, too. And then make your contribution. That's the key part. Every dollar really does make a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And there are only 5 minutes left to go in the hour.
And we need 179 more pledges to keep us on track this hour. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org. We have unlimited capacity there to take your pledge, or call 888-202-2552. Look, we're cutting the entire fund drive down to just one day, and it is a gamble, but we're sure you're up to the challenge. Be one of those people to pledge right now and make this hour's goal. Just 5 minutes left to meet the goal. So go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I'm Tom Ashbrook from On Point. The Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Pledge Drive begins and ends today. That's it. One day only. You may be asking yourself how we can possibly meet our goal in a single day. The answer is simple. Because you like the idea. You've told us you prefer shorter pledge drives, so we're doing just that. But that means we need you to call with your pledge today. Not this weekend, not next week, but right now. Please think about all you receive from WPR and then give what you can afford. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and pledge now.
That is right, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That's where you go to make your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe you want to pledge $50, maybe $100, maybe $500 feels about right to you. Well, whatever you decide is the right amount, and it will help us on this One Day Wednesday get to our goal. I'm Veronica Rickert, back in the studio with Mike Crane, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So maybe you're one of those people that has never given before. We want you to know that Wisconsin Public Radio is here for you. And that's because someone else took the first step from becoming just a listener to being a contributor. So today, this One Day Wednesday, this only day of a spring fund drive, we're asking you to take that step and help us to reach this hour's goal. We've just got a few seconds left in this hour. Join other members by making your contribution right now, your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
There are just a few minutes left to go in this hour, and this is your last chance to pledge during Kathleen Dunn's program during this One Day Wednesday, because that's just it. There's a single day. So if you jotted down lots of great books, if you heard something with a political scientist that really got you thinking and brought you some clarity, this is the time to say thank you for that, because that's what you value in the Ideas Network, the multiple points of view, the multiple ideas that come at you. You value what you hear on the Ideas Network, so now pledge to support it during One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, as we're squeezing in these last minutes, your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful. We're trying to fill up all the phone lines and then fill up as many web pledges as we can to get those last folks in this hour and help us to reach the hourly goal. Your web pledge at WPR.org helps to keep those phone lines open for others. So pledge your support right now, WPR.org. Now, we don't want to discourage you. If you want to call, that's great. Call 888-202-2552.
You're part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners, and maybe you have been for a long time. Why not now become a member of our community of members, people who loyally support the programming that they value? Your contribution of any amount makes you a member and helps make our One Day Wednesday a success. Just a couple minutes left to go. You'll want to get that pledge in right away. Be part of this exciting new venture with us. We'll all go along together at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, to provide great radio, we need to pay the bills, and we count on listeners like you to help by making a contribution today, the only day of our fund drive. Your gift of any amount you choose, $60, $120, $5, whatever you decide, will provide essential support for Wisconsin Public Radio and keep it strong and healthy for years to come. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 888-202-2552.
888-202-2552. Today is Wisconsin Public Radio's first one-day Wednesday, trying to raise the entire pledge drive goal in a single day so we can bring you all the news in the coming days, weeks, and months without fundraising interruptions. It's a pretty great idea. I know you're going to like it. I know you're going to like getting back to the programming without fundraising tomorrow. So say thank you for this and for the pledges at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org. And we thank you so very much.